Blog Talk Radio.
All right. I'm really fucking losing it on this one.
This gray jacket don't fit
no more. Yeah. The dark side.
Need a new one.
Yeah. I told you that I'm crazy. Y'all think that I'll be playing games. I crack souls open just to pick at your brain. What's your name? It doesn't matter. Cause because of your chatter, I'm gonna hang you from the roof. Damn, I can't find a ladder. Fuck it, strap him to the wall. Where's the hammer and nail? I'm about to get medieval on him, have him begging for help. Then grab a back, crack both arms, legs, and two ribs. Don't wanna miss nothing, so I ripped off his eyelids. Kill your kids in front of you. You telling them it's bedtime. Erase your whole existence. Kill him off your bloodline. Rip out the nigga's teeth. Have a laugh while his mouth leaks. And being asked, hey, you want something to eat? I thought not. 10 fingers, 10 toes. Break them all. Jab, jab, right cross. Uppercut. Break your joint. Took me for a joke. Now I'm showing you no sympathy. Cut your fucking head off and
put you out your misery.
I'm crazy, 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 crazy. I'm fucking crazy, 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 crazy. Hell yeah, I'm crazy, 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 crazy. You know I'm crazy, 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 crazy. I'm fucking crazy, 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 crazy. I'm really crazy, 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 crazy. You know I'm crazy, 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 crazy.
Yeah,
crazy, crazy.
Fucking crazy you are.
These niggas ain't crazy, they perfectly sane. I'ma live lame like Spark Butane. Keep thinking I'm a bitch once I pull out the fifth. Plus 12 shots, then reload the clip. Your thoughts change, where I hang. Gray rags, gray strain, I bang. Switch hits for no man. Ask me where I'm from and then I'm throwing up the foeman. This is not gangsta grills, but they run when I speak from the cannon. Cannon, shots span from here to Japan. Touch any clan if I am not the man. Time Warner, cause my bullets in the man. You on the couch finna be pummeled by the plan. Pulverized with precision if you fucking with the fans. ARs and AKs, the law of the land. I'm the governor, you niggas ain't
crazy like
I am. Crazy, 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 crazy. I'm fucking crazy, 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 crazy. Hell yeah, I'm crazy, 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 crazy. You know I'm crazy, 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 crazy. I'm fucking crazy, 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 crazy. I'm really crazy, crazy, crazy. You know I'm crazy, 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 crazy. Crazy, 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 crazy. I told you that I'm crazy. Y'all niggas still don't get it yet. Record your whole murder scene, post it on the internet. See how many hits I get.
Warning, this'll make you sick.
I popped out his eyes and fed him his own fingertips. Anyone can get it, nigga, anytime, any day. Cut off both his feet, now we hopping like who's the kid now. Begging me for freedom, only freedom is death. I'm ripping through your bone and flesh, rip your heart out your chest. You not impressed yet? Okay, put a hook in his back. We strap both arms full till they rip or they snap. Break your back, but don't paralyze him. I want the nigga feeling pain. Plus the rage of anybody speaking my name. Like I said, I'll pick your brain like I'm Hannibal, the cannibal. Grind you down to brown sugar.
I don't need D'Angelo.
Yeah, I'm feeling really great. You made me retaliate. Where's the wood and gasoline to burn this nigga at the stake? I'm crazy,
crazy, crazy, crazy, crazy. I'm fucking crazy, 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 crazy.
Fuck out of here.
I'm crazy, 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 crazy. You know I'm crazy, 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 crazy. I'm fucking crazy, 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 crazy. I'm really crazy, 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 crazy. You know I'm crazy, 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 crazy. Instead of crazy, 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 crazy.
Allowing you to keep 10%, and I'm allowing you to keep drawing breath on this earth. Now, you either get down or you lay down. What's it gonna be, sunshine?
This wasn't no movie. The smart thing was to stay here, get up, and leave the room. But then I thought to myself, what if this was a movie? Look, fuck you. Fuck the plane you flew in on. Fuck them shoes. Fuck the socks with the bell on it. Fuck your gay-ass fairy faggot accent. Fuck them cheap-ass cigars. Fuck your yuck-mouth teeth. Fuck your hairpiece. Fuck your chocolate. Fuck Guy Ritchie. Fuck Prince William. Fuck the Queen. This is America. My president is black and my Lambo is blue, nigga. Now get the fuck out of my hotel room. And if I see you in the street, I'm slapping the shit out of you.
Yeah, that's motherfucking right, John. It's the Dagger here, Slap Sundays, over here on Bang Out Radio. If you're tuned in, I'm glad you're here. Thank you, thank you, thank you. If you tuned in last week, thanks for coming back. If you're a new listener, glad to have you here on the show. And I look forward to banging these slappers, playing these bangers, you know what I mean, and slapping stupidity, because that's what we do over here on Slap Sundays. Now, at the start, you heard me and my boy Kip. I wanted to make sure, you know, I want to shout out Kip. He had a birthday this week, so, you know, that's like a little brother and everything like that. So definitely much love to Kip. You know, happy birthday. Shout out to Big Aaron out there in Oklahoma doing his thing with his 12 kids. Nah, just playing. He has like four 4 to 7 of them. But unlike y'all that got one that don't care, take care of him, he takes care of all his kids and handles his business. So shout out to Big Aaron, you know what I mean? Handle that, do what you got to do, Pimpin'. Yes, another Slap Sunday, y'all. It's good. I'm feeling good today. I've had a positive week. I'm not going to say I haven't dealt with stupidity, because we are going to get into that, because I have dealt with a lot of stupidity, so we're going to get to those stories a little bit later. But I'm going to start off this whole thing on a positive note, on a good thing. Like I said, I'm in a good place right now. A lot of good things have been happening to me, and I've been keeping positivity in the air. So, and it seems like it's finally starting to come back around, so I'm going to keep trying to do that, and I'm going to keep doing that, and everybody else should do that as well. Let me handle all my business first, get out the way before this drink I'm drinking kicks in. And by the way, what am I drinking? I am drinking the Kiwi Strawberry Four Loko. I could have swore that they had to get rid of these, you know what I mean? But the whole girl hooked me up with that. And I added in some tequila inside of it, so yeah, it's kicking right now. So let me get my business out the way. First shout out to Topaz and Shay, Bang Out Radio, Big Mama, you know what I mean? Without her, none of this would be going on. Without her, there would be no Bang Out Radio, and there wouldn't be no Dagger. So let me say that for starters, you know what I mean? She's got the double whammy coming out on the 1st of October and the 2nd. The first, we got the video shoot, waiting on location, you know what I mean? On the second, we got the release party, and the Dagger will be broadcasting live from the 661 area code. I just got to pick a location. I'm not going to do it from the party because I want to party myself, but we're going to get a pre-party cracking somewhere where I'm going to holler at people and everything like that. We're going to find out where the pre-party is going to be at to get it cracking. So shout out to Topaz and Shay. I want to shout out to Mr. Crespo, you know, Unregular Radio. You know, that's a little Boston station out there. I want to make sure you get a shout out there. They're showing the Dagger love over in Boston, so, you know, I want to make sure I get them out there. And finally, last but not least, all of you. Anybody who's listening to my voice right now, anybody that's helped me get to where I'm at, and even all you haters that don't even like listening to me, it's all good. You know what I mean? I got love for y'all. No homo. All that good shit. Make sure y'all listen. And just do me one favor, as if right now, just tell somebody that you're listening to me and tell them to tune in too. You know what I mean? If you got to share it on your Facebook, on your Twitters, if you want to call or text somebody, I don't care. Just let somebody know what we got going on over here and let them know that I'm trying to do something positive and tell them to come over and listen, all right? All right, there go my intros. We're going to get back. I'm going to come right back with my good news of the week. I see we got some callers already hanging there with me just a little while longer, and I'm going to get y'all as soon as I come back, all right? We're going to start it off with the boss lady herself, Topaz Lachey, you know what I mean? Because she stay going hammer on people, so we're going to go hammer with her because that's who I fucks with. I got her back all day, every day, you know what I mean? So just make sure you fucks with her too.
Boss swag music.
Chick, I'm the bomb, yeah, I run this. Chick, I'm the bomb, yeah, I run this. going hammer on you hoes, going hammer on you hoes, hammer on you hoes, going hammer on you hoes. Chick, I'm the bomb, chick, I'm the bomb, chick, I'm the bomb, chick, I'm the bomb. Yeah, I run this, yeah, I run this, yeah, I run this, yeah, I run this. Going hammer on you hoes, going hammer on you hoes, hammer on you hoes, going hammer on you hoes.
Y'all there. Let's keep it going real quick. Fully loaded. Going dumb.
Gotta start this shit off right, man. You already know how we do, man. Clip gang in the building. You already know.
Let go.
Let go.
Out of the telly, but he's focused. I let my brim lean, spot on me a thick thing. Winking, I'ma dive in that pussy like a swim team. The flow turned up, I'm on my bullshit. They love me in the hood, but I'm still cautious. And all of my functions stay jumping now. Off a pill, I go dumb trying to take some.
Dum 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 d
catch up on liquor. Nick, I was with, we had a slick, caught up to her, later I licked her. And then we played some twister, joining in with her sister. And I'm feeling kind of dumb, so I tell her to kiss her. Now she's taking a picture, sister's tugging my zippers. Two dum-dums, well, who done knew they were strippers? Merry Christmas, gifts from St. Nicholas. Massage therapist, no, she ain't ticklish. I'm feeling dumb, Swedish man, his feet is dumb, ostrich. I'm feeling quite gothic, mashed out in mosh pit. This is what I'm gonna do, I'ma kidnap the hostage. You call the mayor, the sheriff, the locksmith. I'm about to shake some shit up, man, I'm warning ya. Crackinonia, San Andreas, California. Man, I'm groundbreaking, earth-shaking, dumb, stupid, dumb, hard.
You know what I mean? So I had to get up in here and do this and everything. But thank you for everybody who had their prayers out for your boy, for everyone who is looking for a job. Keep looking because, I mean, they are out there. They are out there. If you want a job, you can find it. The niggas can do something. You know what I mean? But get your shit, get your education on, get whatever you can, learn a trade. This is just my opinion and just me trying to, like I always say, help people. That's all I want to do.
Shit, and I'm on the clock right now.
What's that?
I'm on the clock right now. I'm a truck driver.
See, look at you. Look, you about to get a chore, man. You're supposed to be on the clock over there on Bang Out Radio and on the clock, man. Look at
I'm
you. Look.
No, I'm a truck driver. You feel me? I'm in Missouri. It's 9 o'clock right now. I ain't got to make
okay.
my drop to school. I'm 10 miles away, so I'm good for a couple hours.
Okay, as long as you straight, because I don't want nobody to lose a job over Bang Out Radio. You know what I mean? It's all love, but there, you know, you can't lose that government job, man. But would you agree? I mean, it's always good to have that legal money, right? You need like 2, 3, 4 signs of income, right? I mean, just one
yeah.
thing ain't going to do it, right?
Yeah, well, no, I got to add that for show check.
See, this is why I love what I do here because, man, some of the people I do come across, at least in my day-to-day type of shit, be on that bullshit. And I know that I'm not the only one in the world that thinks the way I think. You know what I mean? People think because a nigga got a legal job or something like that, that just downplays them somehow. You know what I mean? Or like, niggas ain't real because they got a job or nigga got thrown on the collar or go do. Nigga, ain't nothing wrong with guaranteed money. You know what I mean? Nothing at all guarantee money. And I'm not even trying to downplay anybody else. You know what I mean? If you need help and you got to do what you got to do, like I said, I've been on GR. I've been to the county building. I've been on that side of things. You know what I mean? So it's okay. But what I'm saying is I don't want to be there. Some of y'all like being there. That's not enough. That's not enough money for me. You know what I mean? The government's only going to give you so much. We need more than that. You know what I mean? Well, hold on real quick. Let me see who else we got right here. 5773, you got the dagger.
Hello?
What's
up? How you doing?
I'm fine. And yourself? Who's this?
It's Shawnee.
Hey, what's up?
How are you?
Nah, trying to work. You call me on my business hours, but that's okay. What do you got going on?
Shit, just posted, getting ready for work tomorrow.
Like everybody else, like I was just saying, I just got a job myself. So, you know what I mean? I'm so happy. Like I'm gonna get you that money I owe you, but you gotta wait. I gotta get my check and everything and I got you, so it's okay. But it's okay.
I'm
just,
glad
just bear with me a little bit longer, okay?
Just wanted to support you a little bit, you know what I'm saying? Still my nigga.
Oh, well that's good to know. Like I said, that's good to know. Cause you be blowing up at a nigga, you know what I mean? Like, you know you have your little bipolar thing you be having going on every now and then. So you be blowing up at a nigga like nigga just ain't shit. But I'm glad, but thank you. I'm saying that from the bottom of my heart. Thank you for calling in and helping me out, all right?
I'm proud of you. Have a good night. Bye.
All right, for sure. Yeah, I love that. Like I said, everybody just call in, man. 661-621-7559. And just press 1 if you want to holler at the dagger. But we're going to get back into this music bang, all right? Yin Yang Twins.
I'm down for mine and I got to shine. Not sometime, but all the time. Getting better like the finest wine.
Get in the car, smash that gas. Fire up the blunt while I speed and pass your ass. Cause I'm a road hog, something like a race car driver. I feel like the streets is mine. And my driving getting better with time. But I'm talking about my rhyme, my rap. The poems I spit when I say this shit. I'ma feel this shit, you gon' feel this shit. What's up in this bitch? Let's drink. Yin Yang vodka on me, like lunatics, I got 5 on the weed. Let's sit down on the bag, let's grab a snack, and show these motherfuckers where the party at. Like Snoop Dogg, I'm the life of the party. Wherever I'm at, I'ma get the bitch started. Crank it like 1999, we gon' do it down the ride.
To the wheels fall low, we can't waste no time. We're still ready to grind,
at the drop of the dime.
Cause I'm down for mine and I got to shine. Not sometime, but all the time. Get real like the finest wine.
Alright. We go right. They need an ATM. We keep it cool. cause I'm down for mine. And I got to shine, not sometime, but all the time. And get built like a fine wine.
Mine, I'll shine in the mall, and I stay fly like I live in the mall, and I dress to impress, every day is a ball, my niggas smoke good, I sip the claws, put me in the booth, just hit the car, I shine when the sun ain't out with no flaws, I be on the grind from 9 to night on, to the next day, on to the next one, working to the check come, that's how it is when a nigga tryna get it, separating myself from those that don't get it. I'm laid back, I'm faded, I'm counting money, I'm wasted, I'm doing me like no sex, I'm Mr. Bean and I'm up next
to the wheels fall off,
we can't wait no time,
we're still ready to grind,
at the drop of a dime,
cause I'm down for mine and I got to shine, not sometime, but all the time, getting better like a fine wine,
alright.
Dagger, you know what I mean? That was the Yin Yang Twins. We're gonna ride. I fucks with that track. I like that track right there. But now I want to give a shout out to first right here, Weirdo TC. Before I get into this track, because he was one of the very first people that actually emailed me tracks for my show, and I fucks with this because I'm not all the way on the swagger thing. I mean, if y'all want to swag or y'all want to do y'all thing or whatever, hey, you know, more power to you. But I was never with the whole swagger. I never liked that whole get down personally. But these niggas right here, you can drown me out, all right? I'm going to drown me out with Weirdo TC.
Down, drum me out like a fool.
Don't say swag no more, swag no more. Don't say
can create conflict based on ignorance called nigger moments. However, niggers can also create bonds with each other, also based on ignorance. This bonding is called nigger synthesis. Unlike the bond of friends and family, which are mutually beneficial, nigger synthesis is based on a mutual appreciation for ignorance or trivial things. Now, when a nigger moment collides with nigger synthesis, you get a complete motherfucking disaster. Remember this equation. You will need it later, nigger.
Oh, I'm so stupid. I'm sorry. I was just talking to a phone that was muted. How the fuck do I feel? But anyway, as I was saying, you got the dagger if you're just tuning in. This is Slap Sundays, and you know that this is BangOutRadio.com. I'm going to take another caller in real quick. 0245, you got the dagger. Hello? Hello? I guess you don't got the dagger. That's fine. Shoot, don't sweat off my balls. Anyway, let me get into this nigga, the dumb nigga story of the week, okay? So hold on, let me sip this drink real quick. Hold on, because I'm going to have to get ignorant about this shit real quick. Hold on. All right, Pete. I'm minding my business, just chilling, you know, smoking a little weed, relaxing. I get a call. Ring. Yo, what's up? How you doing? How you been? Ain't seen you in a while. What's up? How you been? What's going on? You know, whatever, the usual BS, blah, blah, blah. But on my end, I'm like, get to the point. I know you want something because you ain't called me in months, months, and months, and now you just called me out of nowhere, and now you want something. So what do you want? Okay. Well, I was just trying to get my hand on some, I need some weed, some drinks, some pills, because everybody seems to call me when they're trying to get it cracking because they know I'll be getting it cracking, and they know I got the hookup or I can get to the products that people need in order to get things cracking. So, and since I'm not a hater on somebody getting it cracking, because I know some of y'all need to get y'all drugs, get y'all stuff or whatever, I was trying to be a nice person, for sure. I'll come over and help you out. And I also get a finder's fee majority of the time anyway. Wait, hold on real quick. Hold on, we're going to pause the story real quick. We're going to bring in some calls real quick. 2049, you got the dagger.
Oh, yo.
Yo, who this?
This Chunk Soup, Las Vegas, Nevada. What's good?
What it do, Pippin? How's it going, man? What's going on with you?
I'm chilling. I just wanted to call in and say what up to you, you know what I'm saying? I sent you a track over the email. You gave me a nice little shout-out on Facebook, you know, LVH, so just wanted to turn it up, man.
I got y'all, man. Y'all doing y'all thing, and like I said, we going to get into the weed. I mean, it's going to be a cracking-ass smoke session, you know what I mean? I got a bag, trust. You know what I mean? And I fucked with that track, you know what I mean? This is why I do this, because if I didn't do this, I probably wouldn't even, you know, hear that track nowhere, you know what I mean, to be honest. So
right.
It's great. And thanks for the love, man. Calling in. You hanging out for a little while. You just give me a little shout-outs real quick. What else you got going on? Let the people know.
Man, just look me up at Chunky Soup, ChunkySoup.
Hey, make sure y'all hear about it. Make sure y'all go check him out on Facebook, y'all. Chunk Soup, man. Make sure you stick around, man. We got the smoke session cracking off later, man, and everybody's going to get a bag along with me, all right?
Bang out.
For sure. Yeah. Hold on. Let's keep this going real quick. Oh, 9564, you got the dagger. What it do?
Right now? Uh-huh. Oh, okay. I'm waiting for it. It's quick thing.
Hello?
Hello?
What it do, Pippin? What's going down? You got the dagger?
What's up, man? How y'all doing, man?
Hey, man, it's all good over here, man. Who am I talking to?
Yes, sir, Peasy, man.
Hey, Peasy, what it do, man? How you doing, man? First time caller on the Sunday with me, boy. What you doing, man? How you been going? Everything going good?
Yeah, man, just chilling, man. I know I ain't been on here in a minute, you know what I'm saying? Just called to check up on y'all. I'm just getting off of work. I ain't have a chance to listen to the station tonight to hear what was going
cool,
on.
Man. Another man getting off of work. Y'all hear that? Work. A guaranteed job. We were just talking about work earlier because I just finally got back into the workforce with the rest of y'all after almost a year of being off of work and shit. So I got to start work tomorrow, so I'm back out there. It's always good to tell motherfucker you got to go to work. No, they're like, nigga, I got to go to work, man. Like, I can't deal with this bullshit. But what projects you got going on? Any projects, any shout-outs you want to give real quick, man, while I got you? Anything you want to let people know?
Oh, yeah, man. I got the new CD coming out called Limelight and Light Green. It'll be out New Year's. And my first CD just came out, Land of the Mint, and I got the CDs and shit, you know.
Okay. Make sure y'all got the Facebooks. I mean, make sure y'all check these people out, man, because like I said, these people's fucking with the dagger. The dagger don't fuck with just anybody's, you know what I mean? I'm talking to people that's out here trying to get it, you know what I mean? So y'all better
pick up some shit. You know what I mean? You ought to pick up on them. You hanging out below YPZ, or you got shit that you got to do, man? I don't like keeping people that don't, you know, can't be kept. You know what I mean?
Oh, shit, I'm good, man. I can hang out for a little minute, man.
I was telling this story, man, so here, follow me and then let me know what you're thinking after I get through it real quick, because, you know, I was taking some calls. But, you know, as I was saying, the girl ain't hit me up in months on some, well, I need to get some drugs, I need to get this, that, can you hook it up, whoop, or whatever. Now, see, I don't got no problem with helping people get to that next level, whatever that may be, you know, do your business or whatever, because I usually get a finder's fee or whatever for hooking up sales and everything like that anyway, so I'm not tripping. But here's what happens. I go to the girl house, bam, boom, boom, walk up outside. I don't even want to go inside. The girl got like 4 or 5 kids running around in that motherfucker. And I don't deal with bad kids. I hate bad kids. I don't hate kids. I hate bad kids.
Yeah.
So she come out on a little stoop or whatever. Oh, hey, what's up? I miss you. Give me the whole hug. Like, whatever. Like, you know, I'm just also like, where was all this? I hate people that, like, be gone for, like, 4 or 5 months and then just call you out of nowhere and act like everything's all good. You know what I mean? I just saw you yesterday and we friends. Like, don't be all up on me, like, it don't work out like that. But she was trying to be cool, so brought a nigga a little drink or whatever, gave a nigga a cigarette, just basically trying to talk to a nigga. But then we got to the point where it was like, okay, I'm ready to go handle this business because I'm not about to sit up here with you all night doing nothing and blinking and all this shit. I'm not doing that.
Yeah.
Of course, I don't know where it came from, but the bitch says, well, my boyfriend's mad at me right now for a lot of reasons. I'm like, what? I knew she had a dude or whatever because that's where these 4 or 5 motherfucking kids came from, and it's not like I didn't know her, like I knew of her and everything, so it's okay. But, of course,
yeah.
It comes, she hits me with this, like, right when I see a car, like bending a U-turn in the middle of the street. So in my head, you know, smart niggas, we think, like, hold on, why would she say that right now? Oh, this nigga must be in this car. I'm thinking he's driving or something like that, right? This nigga hops out the back, and some bitch driving, and I guess his homeboy. I'm guessing it's the bitch, homeboy, and then he hops out the back of the seat. Nigga, I'm standing on the side of the house. I'm just talking, whatever. This nigga walk up to me. The car pulls off or whatever, so obviously he got his own whip, but the car pulls off. He walk up to me, and you know how the nigga, like, I'm like, what's up? I say, what's up? You know, trying to be cordial. Nigga don't even look me in the eye, kind of give me the, you know what I mean? Like nigga, who's you? Like I'm like, okay. First of all, you act like you don't know me, homie. Like I said, you might be pretending that or whatever, but nigga, I know you. You've been with this bitch for like 4 or 5 years, my nigga. It's not like you don't know a nigga. But fine. We can play that role. You know what I mean? That's fine. You don't got to know me, nigga. I don't care about you either. It don't matter. But basically, I'm also like, hey, what's up type shit. This nigga hit me with the, nigga, what you doing up over here, nigga? Like nigga, I don't want to be over here, nigga. I'm trying to help y'all out. Nigga, your girl called me for some drugs and shit or whatever. So that's what I'm trying to do over here.
Well,
we don't need none of that, nigga. I think you need to get up out of here, woo-woo, or whatever. Like, fuck it, man. I ain't stressing. I ain't whipping. I ain't tripping. Because why? Here's 3 reasons why I wasn't tripping. Where I know some niggas would knock that nigga head off or whatever, you know what I mean? But here's why I wasn't tripping. Number one, my nigga, you got out of the back seat of your homeboy's girl's car. My nigga, what kind of that? You walk up to me wearing the old school fucking like gas station shirt with your one little name on it that says Lewis or something on it. Nigga, you know what I mean? That's why I don't care, number one. Number two, nigga, you can go have this bitch and her 4 or 5 kids running around inside. My nigga, I don't want this over here, nigga. That's all you. I ain't tripping.
You know what I mean? You don't need that stress trouble, man.
She ain't that bomb anyway. And number three, my nigga, you ain't got no drugs or weed. My nigga, that's why she was calling me for that shit. So you need to step up your game. I'm about to go get in the driver's seat of my car and smoke this blunt I got and roll the fuck on and be happy.
While you're still sitting there looking crazy.
Yeah, nigga, I understand why you're mad, nigga. I see what you got to deal with. I would be mad, too. But my thing is, I'm over here trying to help you out because obviously you doing something wrong, and you want to catch an attitude with me. Nigga, fuck you. Dumb nigga shit.
That's some foul-ass shit. You could have been cool.
And been cool, nigga. Y'all would have been probably straight for the night because I was about to. She wanted, nigga. She wanted some of that white girl, nigga. She wanted some flight weed, nigga. She wanted some pills. She wanted me to hook her up. And it was gonna drop bread on me to do it, nigga. Y'all would have been in there at least with 4 or 5 kids. At least y'all would have been stupid, drugged up, and probably been happy, nigga. I'm trying to do you a favor, nigga. I was at home fine.
Yeah.
So I don't know, man. I guess the moral of the story or that story is it's just, ladies, if you know your nigga is psycho or crazy or just does dumb shit, don't invite other niggas around or whatever when you know that nigga's on one, because this is not worth it. Because
please,
like I said,
don't do that.
Not everybody's like me. You know what I mean? Not every nigga's just going to walk away or let that shit roll, because, like I said, there's some fucking psychos out there that don't hold on to their sanity. So your dude is either going to wind up in jail over trying to shoot somebody or whatever, or he going to come across the wrong nigga, somebody going to fuck that nigga up. So
hell yeah.
So, ladies, check your niggas, and anybody in a relationship, man, you talk to the person you're in the relationship with. Niggas don't deal with niggas. Bitches don't deal with bitches. You deal with the person that you're dealing with. So if he wanted to have an attitude or whatever, he should have walked up talking to her, in my opinion. Like, yo, who is this? Woo-woo or whatever. Then she should have told me, you know what, you got to roll out or this is woo-woo or whatever. I mean, I just think there's a right way to go about doing shit.
Yeah, don't leave a motherfucker in the blind side of shit. Don't let a motherfucker know what's coming, you know?
Yeah, exactly. Like, if she would have told me, well, this crazy nigga may pull up any minute, though, or whatever, or, you know what I mean, or some shit like that, then a nigga would have some background something on it or whatever. But you got a nigga all thinking he's trying to help somebody, and you got a nigga in a fucked up situation, whereas if I was anybody else, like I said, it could have escalated into something worse. But me being the person that
it could have went totally different than what it did.
If I would have been the type of nigga, like, nigga, who the fuck is you, nigga? What you, you know, if I was that type of nigga, it would have been a lot worse. And on top of that, nigga, I'm in front of your house, in front of your kids. You don't know how motherfucking crazy I could be right now. Nigga, you ain't got no car, my nigga. I could hop in my car and be right back in 10 minutes, nigga. You don't know what could pop off right now. But, nigga,
And
like I said, I don't want to be like that. I'm crazy, but I thank y'all, Bang Out Radio, anybody who's listening to my stories and hearing me, y'all, I need y'all help. This is what I need right here, because this is the type of shit that I got to fucking deal with. This type of shit right here. And there's a lot of dumb shit going on, man. Hold on one second, man. I got another call. 1-554, you got the dagger. Hello?
Nah, newborn.
1-554,
who
this?
That's what I'm saying. This nigga going stupid on the phone, right? So I'm like, man, you got me all so fucked up, my nigga. I'm going to come see about you, my nigga. Don't even trip. You don't get beat up like your brother did, nigga. Think I broke his jaw, nigga. I'm going to break something else on you, though. Don't even trip. You know how long it's been?
Okay, whatever that was. But anyway, we're going to get right back into these slappers, y'all. I got MIDI music straight out the LV. D Littles, that's hot. Let's roll.
Wow.
I'm stingy with the money like my nigga Al Bundy off of Mary with Children. Yeah, my style's very appealing. Won't stop talking till I'm buried in millions. And my buzz got my whole area feeling like. Damn right, I'm on my David Ruffin. Straight thug until I die, so the ladies love him. I ask the streets and they ain't saying nothing but. Everybody know just who I be. I'm cushed out the game like it's growing from a tree. You mad cause my swag is noble, true, I bleed. Now tell me who wanna come against me. Come and get me if you think you fucking with me. Really, y'all niggas just suck, Lewinsky. Sin City, we killing the game. Pitching cocaine and sipping on champagne. Temptations, I wish it would rain.
There is only one D Ruffin. You wish you could work it the way I do. I'm the one selling all the tickets. They coming to see me.
Yeah. Built by the architect. Use my tongue like a gun. Young Malcolm X. Metaphor, shredder, baby letter in the alphabet. Weather in the Las Vegas desert, made by the mob, so we bossed up forever. I'ma let the words
shit, different day. Play the little Torrey and I drift away. My lyrical display make all the niggas say. Pay attention and I'll show you how to MIDI play. Sensei MJ to the NBA. So believe me when they see me, all the bitches say.
Yeah, boy. Nah, I ain't done with MIDI music net yet. Cheers, Green. Let's keep it pushing. MIDIENT, you know what I mean, .com, Facebook, they out there in Vegas, man, they doing their motherfucking thing. Architect, look what I found.
Let's go.
T-E-K. I work hard, now it's time to play. And every time I'm out, ladies look my way. Looking fresh, so I feel the glow. I guess I have something ain't seen before. I don't fool around. Baby, you too hot, let me cool you down. I ain't talking about no new addition. These hoes got more tricks than a damn magician. Did a blame, I ain't Lil Wayne. I can't make it rain, plus I got nothing against him. When I get my hands on a billion, I plan to own land, leave some for my children. Right now, you can't understand. I'm gonna later on.
Everybody gonna feel him. Yeah.
Drinking till we drop. When you having too much fun, sometimes you don't know when to stop. I don't know what that's about, but I don't even think to count. I'm just speeding on the highway, man. Which way's my house?
I went out and I went too far. Yep. I don't know what happened. Shit, I'm trying to remember.
Dude, where's my car?
And where the fuck is the fender? Never a pretender. I was hold down and toe up. Hold up. Had to throw up. Time to roll up. Gotta calm my senses. Had a whole lot of bitches trying to grab my wishes. Life of the party. 151 Bacardi. Lardy Dardy.
Hey, it was crack and shouting.
Wait, hold up. Fuck that. Bring it back. Won't give a bitch shit. She couldn't even catch a contact.
I'm feeling myself.
I keep a bitch in the ribs. You go digging silly.
Rabbit.
Chicks for the kids. Yeah, my roots are nappy. So I'm
falling on the budget.
I love it when I get to act the ass in public. Four pounds in the sticky head, get like me, you can't.
Nope.
Not even a little bit.
Then I blacked out
like I didn't pay a light bill.
Fast forward.
Add Denny's.
Ordering the kids. Yeah, I ain't straight.
I hallucinate. Yeah, I'm talking to a plate with a Mickey Mouse pancake. Fantasy reality, I can't tell the difference. My body's right here, but my brain's in the distance.
Then I smashed out.
Without a thought or a delay, I'm high in thinning. Drunk driving on the freeway. Mama, can you see me? Blindfold, no hands. Doing 150 in an old Dodge minivan. Just as I can, and can't nobody stop me.
Bloop, bloop, pull over.
Damn, I got cocky. I still pass the field test.
He was very impressed.
Yep. Just waking up. Man, I ain't dealing with the seat yet.
Yo, it's Thugnificent. You know what? Matter of fact, it ain't Thugnificent. You know why? Because I ain't feeling too Thugnificent right now. This Otis. That's right. Y'all niggas getting a government name. It's Otis Jenkins. And I gotta holler at y'all real quick about why y'all ain't coming out to support your boy. Y'all ain't supporting Thugnificent, and I think that's real fucked up. All y'all niggas can eat a dick. All y'all motherfuckers on my friends list, I'm talking about Facebook niggas as well as my Facebook. If y'all ain't buying the CD, don't fucking holler at me online. No friend request, nothing. Y'all send me stupid fucking messages all day, but won't pay for my damn song? I hate y'all niggas, man. Hey, Thugnificent, is it booty butt cheeks or is it moves in butt cheeks? Nigga, who gives a fuck? It's a song about butt cheeks.
The Doggy, L.A. West Coast all day. Be just tuning in. This is Slap Sundays, you know what I mean, on BangOutRadio.com. Well, I just want to say this at least. Let me maybe put this out there or whatever, because I did receive a call, but I don't know what that really was. But number one, I am going to say what I want to say. That's number one, bottom line. And number two, I guarantee it's going to be the truth. I'm not going to sit here and lie to y'all or tell y'all something that didn't happen or just make up shit off the top of my fucking head, okay? I'm going to tell y'all what's really going down, and if I feel it's dumb or something stupid, then I'm going to speak on that shit. If it's not, then you're more than willing to have a different opinion about that or whatever, but you're not going to stop me from saying what the fuck I got to say. And then what you're also not going to do is call up in here and disrespect the Topaz to Shea house like this, because like I said, I may be out in the back in the garage, but I represent certain people. I represent real artists. I represent indie artists. I represent real motherfuckers. That's what I want to do. That's where I feel I'm at. So if you're not one of them, then I don't need to be fucking with you anyway. So it's okay. But you know what I mean? But don't be disrespecting. That's all I ask. Like I said, you got beef with me, leave me the fuck alone. I'll leave you the fuck alone. We keep pushing. You know what I mean? But if you don't want me to talk about dumb shit niggas do, then niggas stop doing dumb shit. Bottom line. Anyway, I need another drink on that shit. Hold on. I'm sorry, y'all. Niggas got my nerves all right. I was trying to be positive. You know what I mean? But anyway, another dumb nigga story, man. Not even a dumb nigga story. This is a woman I had to deal with. Because just recently I got asked, somebody offered me $50, you know, to clean out some storage units and to move out some stuff. Now, any nigga would drop, you know what I mean? That's a 2-hour job, you know what I mean? $50, 2 hours, niggas, it's fine. Niggas can do shit like that, you know what I mean? That's what I was trying to do. But wound up that this lady wound up being one of those people, oh, how can I describe this? That just was, like, always in the way. And, you know, like, wait, be careful, don't, can you put that over here? Can you cover that with, can you not scratch? Can you, basically, she wanted the VIP treatment for, like, EBT prices. You know what I mean? So a 2-hour job turned into, like, 4 or 5 hours. And then the whole time the lady's all like, well, Jesus done sent me people to help, and Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. No, don't get me wrong. Dagger don't got no problem with Jesus. I love Jesus. But not you, Jesus ain't doing all this for you. You know what I mean? Like, you know those people that hide behind Jesus? Or they hide their stupidity behind Jesus? Like Jesus made them dumb? That's what I'm talking about, because that's what she was doing. Just dumb shit. Was talking about, she went over her alphabet. She was like, A, B, C, D, F. Oh, wait, A, B, C, D, F. Yeah, that's right. She did it twice. And I'm not supposed to laugh at her? You know what I mean? I'm trying to hold in my jokes, my jiggles and everything like that, but she's up here talking stupidity. I'm sitting up here carrying big, heavy-ass boxes full of God knows what, but I'm sitting there holding the box. She want to look in the box while I'm holding it, talking about tell me where to put it. I'm like, you doing too much. You know what I mean? Cleaning out big-ass U-Haul trucks, putting the stuff on the ground, on the curb, talking about, what did she say? She said, put the cardboard on the curb so the box don't get dirty. The box been in storage for God knows how many years. But you worried about it being dirty when I put it on the ground. God, y'all, stupidity, man, is everywhere. And then had the audacity to try not to pay the homie who I had help me after it was all said and done. Talking about, it was supposed to get all done today. Well, it would have got all done today if you wasn't in the way all the damn time and talking and woo-woop and doing all that. It would have got done. But since it wasn't done, she going to try to tell the homie that he ain't going to get paid or woo-woop or whatever. Like I said, I'm more of a passive person. Girl, you crazy. You got some free work for the day, whatever. I'm going to go on. But the homies don't do that. You going to pay me. I don't care how nuts you are. He was about to blow up the girl's house. Was about to be on some whole nother other shit. I'm telling y'all, I'm scared. I'm trying to keep myself sane, but there's just too much going on in the world that's unnecessary. But then if I talk about it, or if I bring it up, or I bring it to the light where everybody can see it, then it's a problem. People want to be mad. You cannot hide stupidity. As much as you try, you can't hide it. It ain't going to go nowhere, because dumb motherfuckers and stupid motherfuckers do dumb and stupid shit. And unless you change yourself, nothing's going to get better. I'm not trying to talk like I know everything. I'm not trying to talk like I'm above, on a pedestal above everybody. I'm not trying to talk like I'm just God's gift to everybody. I'm not. I'm nothing. I'll be the first one to say it. But I'm smart. I handle shit a little differently than most niggas do. Different things are important to me than what is important to maybe the next person. I handle shit differently, but there's nothing wrong with that. If I don't get up on y'all about y'all shit, don't get up on me on mine, especially when everything I'm trying to do is to help out everybody. That's why I want to be on Bang Out Radio. That's why I fuck with people like Topez Lachey, K-Waz. These are the people that are doing shit. LDH Hustlers. These are people that are doing shit with their life, that got shit to do. God, I'm so frustrated. I get frustrated talking about this, y'all. But, I mean, somebody's got to do it. Everybody always want to, I call people that just think everything's all good and the world's all good and everything like that. Y'all trapped in the Matrix, y'all. This ain't the Matrix. This is the real world. Unplug. See what the world's really like. And then deal with it and act accordingly. But fuck it. I'm going to get turned up with Topez Lachey real quick, y'all. Let's go.
Yeah, we turned up in the club, not giving a what. Popping bottles, in the club, yeah, we popping bottles, popping.
Who's drinking? Who's smoking? they going full throttle.
Probably Saturday to Sunday, and then I'm gonna have to go party. I'm gonna do I'm gonna do the record release party, and then I gotta come home after that. Nigga can't hang out because, like I said, nigga, I go to work. But we gotta get it popping out there, nigga, October 1st. So I'ma holler at y'all, see what it do. But my fault, nigga. Go ahead and let them know where the shows is popping off and what you got popping right about now, man. Let them know.
I got a show that's coming up called Hoodstock. You know what I'm saying? And that's in Arleta in the Valley on Woodman, and that's on September 16th. That's where I'll be performing at. With a lot of good underground unsigned artists down there, and it's sponsored by Overthrow Entertainment. My boy right. Lux and the Oracle, you know, they be doing their thing, and they show love to everybody that want to perform and get down. So that's where I will be at on Friday, this Friday so, coming up.
Oh, this Friday, yeah, okay. I got to make sure, yeah, I got to make, because I missed the last one, man. I'm stay away from these Oriental people, nigga. I'm fucking with you. So I'm going to be there, nigga. I'm fucking with you. So.
And
what
it's
else
a
got
free
going on? What else
and
got
it's
going
a,
on? Anything else?
It's a free event, so everybody can come. You don't need no money. Only just to buy you something to drink, you know. 18 plus
see,
can
see
get there, 21 plus.
Okay.
To drink,
well,
you know,
I'm going to make sure I'll be there. Definitely. Hey, no excuse. I mean, what excuse do a motherfucker need that, you know, it's free? Like I'm saying, like, what the fuck? Ain't no excuse. Ain't no excuse, y'all. Y'all make sure if y'all in the area, Hollywood, LA, 323, 310, shit, 562. Anybody along
man.
Lines, of, anybody that can get to the 101 fucking freeway. If you know how to connect
exactly.
to the 101 freeway, you need to come out and party. Because that's we about to get it popping, man. This Friday coming up. Ah, see, and this job, so nigga going to be ready to party because, nigga, this is my first week of work. Nigga going to feel like he need to do some shit. You know, when a nigga got a job, then
man.
The weekend seems that much more better. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
When you ain't doing shit all week, the weekend is like just another day. You know what I mean? But,
exactly.
but when you fucking work and niggas love the week, niggas look forward to fucking Friday and shit. It's like Friday can never get here quick enough. But hold on, man. Okay, well, as you hanging out or you got business to handle, man? What you got going on?
I'm going to hang out.
You chilling? Well, I got my Uncle Ruckus want to talk to the ladies real quick. So I'm going to let my Uncle Ruckus talk to the ladies real quick. And we're going to be right back and handle some news. I got some news stories we're going to talk about. All right? I'll be right back. I'm going to let Uncle Ruckus holler at y'all.
I read your Facebook suicide note, man. Oh, I'm really sorry.
I'm not just giving up on Facebook. I'm giving up on women. It's pointless. These women out here are insane. The key to happiness is to eliminate all black women from your life. I mean, look at me. No black women in my life. Look how happy I am. I'm happy as a nigga with a new gun.
No, Ruckus. That is preposterous.
Oh, preposterous. Preposterous. Really. Ask me a question. Is you happy?
Sure am.
Uh-huh. See? No black women in his life, me. Nigga free, and that's how he needs to be.
Just because I'm married to a white woman doesn't mean there's a single thing wrong with black women. True, but you did marry a white woman. You have to find the woman who makes you happy, Robert.
Well, black women don't want to be happy. They squeeze out about 7 or 8 of them little nappy-headed chillin' by the time they 21. It's all downhill from there. Look at that. Oh, that woman's body over there, that's a temple. A black woman's body is a temple of doom. When was the last time you saw a black woman jogging, Robert? Ask yourself that question. And I ain't talking about them super steroided she-males in the Olympics that tuck their testicles up either.
Well, come to think of it.
Uh-huh, that's what I thought. You ain't never seen it. Because black women don't jog. That way they don't sweat out all them industrial stink, toxic Avenger chemicals they use to straighten out their hair.
Sarah loves to jog.
And of course she does. Sarah is a human being.
Okay, fellas, enough of this guy talk, jibber jabber, talky talk. Can we just start running already? Come on!
You coming? I ain't running with y'all two niggas in the park. Police might shoot me by mistake.
Shit, my nigga Uncle Ruckus, man. Oh, man. K-Waz in the building. Y'all got to excuse me. I do watch a lot of cartoons. Not a lot, but I watch certain cartoons. And that's only because, like I said, the real world, the real news and all that kind of shit, man, that shit is either somebody gets killed, somebody dies, whoop or whatever, or you got to deal with somebody's reality show. And I don't care about no Kardashians. I don't care. Like, I don't get it. I don't. I'm sorry. Okay, what do you watch? I'm not gonna lie. What do I watch? I watch First 48. I fucks with that.
Oh
it's
yeah,
funny
that's
to watch,
the show.
It's funny to watch niggas snitch on each other and shit. You know what I mean? That shit is funny when they be breaking niggas out there that look all hard or whatever, and they're in there crying. And that's funny. What else do I watch? I watch Beyond Scared Straight. I love watching these little kids get broken. Why? Because I feel the parents should be the ones doing the breaking, but they want to send them to jail in order to do it. You know what I mean? That's the weirdest.
Exactly.
That's, That's the weirdest shit to me, when a motherfucking convict can sit up there and yell at your kid, and this is your kid that you can put your hands on, and they're like, I don't know what I'm going to do. He's going crazy. I don't know. He hits me. Oh, come on now. Slap the shit out of your kid, man. I'm sorry. Miss me with the bullshit, you know. What you be watching, K-Waz? What you watch, man? What do you watch? What's your reality show of choice? Everybody got at least one or two.
Man, I barely watch TV, but when I do watch it, it is like The First 48, or I might get my laugh on with Family Guy, because that's my show right there.
Well, yeah, there we go. See, we're back on cartoons. I watch cartoons because it's weird, because I relate more to cartoons, at least these extra cartoons. Like I said, I fucks with the Boondocks. Y'all hear Riley, Huey. Y'all hear Granddad. I fucks with them. Uncle Ruckus, I fucks with them. You know what I mean? I fuck with Stewie. Fuck with Rilo over on, you know, the Cleveland Show. I fuck with Cartman and Stan and them on South Park. I fucks with them because they be saying the shit that, you know, you're not going to get on regular television. You're not going to get that on nobody's reality show, because everybody always want to hide behind shit. So you gotta put shit in the cartoon in order for motherfuckers to realize and look at it. And as animated as I am, you know, I talk about them like they real. Like you heard... You heard Thugnificent earlier. You know, Thugnificent was going through the motions, man. I felt bad. Nobody wanted to buy his album and shit. You know what I mean? He said he was Otis. You know what I mean? I'm Otis. I'm not even Thugnificent no more. But let's get into some news real quick. News. K-Waz, tell me what you think about these things, man. I found a couple of things here I'm going to talk about real quick. Let's see. Ohio, a man sues coworkers because they won't share the Mega Millions lottery they won. Now, here's what happened. The coworkers,
wow.
You know, every year it's like some company or whatever, right? So
yeah.
every week they all put in a little pool where they all drop $5 on lottery tickets and shit, and they do that shit every week and whoop or whatever. Did this shit for 8 years. The motherfucker is on sick leave for 4 months and the motherfucker's hit. So now he thinks he deserves some of the money even though he wasn't at work, he was on sick leave. Because he's saying that if he was there, he would have dropped on it, and he should still be entitled to some money.
Oh no, he out of luck.
He out of luck. Yeah, that's what, nigga. You wasn't at work that day, nigga. Like,
he should have had somebody bring his $5 up there or something.
Yeah, nigga. That, you got to save $5, nigga. You ain't getting none of my motherfucking lottery winnings. You know, I wouldn't do that shit. But nah, in Russia, what else we got, man? Russia, a jet carrying a whole hockey team crashes, nigga, 43 killed, 2 critically injured. This is why,
wow.
I don't read the news. 43,
wow.
You know how many people 43 is in a plane to just
wow.
Fly out the sky in Russia? Like, come on, dog. This is why I don't listen to this. This is why I don't like this. This shit makes me feel bad. Kate Gosselin. They finally canceled her +8 ass show. They finally, like I said, all them kids is not getting her no more money anymore. Now what? That's the question. Now what's she gonna do? Bitch, you ain't gonna be able to support them 8 kids on no regular salary. You know what I mean? You ain't
Man.
Gonna be able to do nothing. What else
I'm
we got? Banning, California, this is a local one, man. Three bodies found in
wow.
a home in Banning. Two parents and one friend, and then the 2-year-old found bound and gagged in the cut in the house somewhere. So that means
wow.
So that means some motherfuckers ran up in there, popped and killed these motherfuckers, tied up the baby and just threw him in the closet. The police didn't even find the baby for like 2 hours after doing the investigation on the house. The baby, they thought the baby was just missing, like he was just gone. He up in the house underneath the fucking bed or some shit, bound
wow.
and duct tape. Y'all see this shit going on in the world? This is why I don't watch the news. This type of shit just don't make sense. Look, Carson City, Nevada. Yeah, Nevada. Y'all got some crazy motherfuckers out there, too. Some nigga named Eduardo takes an AK-47, goes into IHOP, and shoots up the place. What the fuck you shooting up IHOP for with an AK-47? Nigga,
whoa.
You that mad at the Rudy and Tootie breakfast? What the fuck? You know, I don't nigga, five dead, 7 wounded. The nigga fucking, he killed 3 National Guards and a 67-year-old lady. Motherfuckers just eating breakfast. God, I'll tell y'all, man, I frustrate myself trying to talk to y'all and try to bring y'all the news and everything. This shit is frustrating to me. This is why I watch cartoons, this type of shit. And just a quick shout-out to the Armed Forces or whatever. Somebody told me today, man, that Soulja Boy done dissed the Armed Forces and everything like that. K-Waz, you hear about this too?
Yeah, because Topaz brought it up in her show, and I didn't know, so I checked my email, and I got the whole info on that. So I was like,
I just caught wind of this today. So yeah, I've been a little late, but let me start off by saying that Dagger got nothing but love for the armed troops, homie. Anybody that's willing to go to another country and bust a cap in the motherfucker for the USA, I'm with you, because I ain't going to do it. So if you're going to do it for me to protect the shit I got over here, I support you. And I also support a nigga going over there and taking a bullet for the USA. You know what I mean? Because I'm not doing that shit either. But I got much love for anybody that's willing to do that shit. If you got family that's out in the armed forces, tell them the Dagger fucks with them. Tell them to holler at me. Tell them they can listen to Slap Sunday 7 to 9 on Bang Out Radio. Because I fucks with them. Like I said, man. I don't know what the fuck Soulja Boy doing, but it was funny because, nigga, I heard what he said. And then even I got some there's some army rappers. Nigga, I heard some of the rebuttals and they was dissing back at him. Like, oh, this nigga's fucking with these Marines and these niggas. Soulja Boy, man, these niggas will break your neck, nigga. You see what they be doing to people, nigga, all right? The U.S. government is not some people you want to piss off. Trust me.
And they actually got, they trying to make him change his name, and they got a petition out to ban him.
I'm with it.
To make music in America, so that's crazy. So
I'm with it. I'll sign it. If anybody finds the petition, I'll fuck with Soulja Boy. I'll fuck with him like that. That nigga, like I said, he fucked up, nigga. You don't talk shit about people that's willing to go fight for you. You know what I mean? Even niggas on some hood shit, my nigga. Why would you talk shit about your boys if they willing to ride for you whenever you need them? That, you know what I mean? That's just like an ultimate sign of disrespect.
Yeah.
And then you just a little motherfucking kid, nigga. Where you come off of talking about, nigga? You, man. See, this is why I don't do this type of shit, y'all. You see how frustrating it gets for me? And then, okay, here's something funny. I don't know if y'all heard about this motherfucker now. The nigga in Dago that tried to rob this motherfucking store in a Gumby outfit. I don't know. Did you see that shit? You didn't see, nigga. Like I said, trust me. Go look it up, nigga. If you on the computer right now and you listen to what I'm saying, Google Gumby outfit, Gumby robbery or something. Motherfucker is standing in the 7-Eleven in a full-body Gumby outfit. Nigga talking about, give me the money. But the coldest part is the little Hindu dude or whatever that owns the 7-Eleven had no idea who the fuck Gumby was. He thought the dude was just playing around and joking around and having a good time. Like, huh?
Wow.
What? He didn't even know who Gumby was. He thought he was a giant. He told the police, no, it was a giant green SpongeBob. What the? Like... This is the dumb shit that's in the world, y'all. This is why I don't watch the news. This is why I don't like doing this type of shit. This is why, like I said, I watch cartoons, because the only good thing about cartoons, when they're dumb, they're supposed to be, because it's a cartoon.
Exactly.
That's why it's so funny. Y'all motherfuckers out here in the real world doing animated cartoon shit, and that's why I'm laughing at your ass. So I'm sorry. If you're just going to be mad at me laughing, like I said before, stop doing dumb shit. But K-Waz hanging with me. I got one more story I want to get into, but we're going to get into detail on that one because I call shenanigans on this story. So we're going to come right back to that one. YSD, let's see you dug it.
Can't nobody hit the dug it like me. 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 Dug it on, Charlie, dug it on. Dug it on, Charlie, dug it on. Dougie on, Charlie, Dougie on. Dougie on, Charlie, Dougie on.
Hey, it's YZ. I'm from the South.
Berkeley.
You bitchin', I'm Barry Bonds to the mind.
Home run.
Bring it in, now bring it out.
Hey.
Work that body like you're trying to lose time.
Hey.
Now check it, when I do my Dougie,
hey.
I look around, I see that everybody love it.
Hey.
Yeah, I take it down to the ground, then I hit the ride, ride, then move it all around. I'm from the Bay, but I be hitting that.
Yeah.
Well, look at my Dougie, and I'm getting that. My Dougie bad. Dougie like me, can't nobody hit the Dougie like me. Can't nobody hit the Dougie like me. Can't nobody hit the Dougie like me. Dougie on, Charlie, Dougie on. 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 I hit my Dougie like I'm Dougie Fresh.
Dougie Fresh.
Why? Cause my Dougie Fresh. My nephew Jay, he be hitting that Dougie. He be like TT, all the four friends love it. Hitting that Dougie, ha.
see me hitting that dougie, huh? You see me hitting that dougie, huh? You can't dug it like me, nah. 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 Nobody hit the dougie like me. Can't nobody hit the dougie like me. Can't nobody hit the dougie like me. Can't nobody hit the dougie like me. Dougie on, shawty, dug, dougie on. 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 Can't nobody hit the dougie like me. 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 Dougie on, shawty, dug, dougie on. 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 You see me hitting that dougie, huh? 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 You can't dug it like me, nah. You can't dug it like me, nah. You can't dug it like me, nah. You can't dug it like me, nah.
Yeah, we're going to keep it pushing. I fucks with the Dougie. I don't Dougie personally, but out of all the dances or that I see people doing and everything like that, I prefer y'all Dougie than anything else. So definitely get your Dougie on, all right? Young Kip, happy birthday, Pippin. Roll with me real quick.
All right. It's been a while, Kip.
Yeah, I mean.
We had to get you on the mixtape.
You feel me? Back to the motherfucker.
The dark side.
Where I reside.
Welcome to it.
Yeah, I mean.
About to do it like we used to.
Yes, sir. It's one for the
you
team.
Ready? Let me set it up.
Damn, girl, you all that. Small waist, booty fat. Real freak, not a rat. Keeps the ball, pussy cat. Got a job and a whip. Love to spend her own chips. Love to ride dick. She can get it. Any day at any time. Getting yours, getting mine. Any magazine you find. Even if the nigga blind. And your body's banging like the niggas throwing gangs. Y'all don't like a soul, we'll provide.
Straight to the baseline.
We the top, I buy, drink weed. And a pillow pop. Because you go hard. Once you're on, you don't want to stop. A lot of chicks will call it quits. You like to keep the party going. 7 in the fucking morning. Still got the
bottles flowing.
She rollin' mini blunts, knowin' what the dagger wants. Keep it real, don't got a front. Only had a talent once. Always got my back to lose. She wanted, she get it. That's why she get it. She can get it,
she can get it.
She can get it,
she can get it.
She can get it,
she can get it.
She can get it,
she can get it.
She can get it,
she can get it.
She can get it,
she can get it, get it.
She can get it,
she can 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 get it, get it.
She bad, but I ain't gon' trip. Manicured nails, ass out from under the split. True grit, I'm a pimp for show. That ass clap, no applause needed to the strip I go. No breaks when I scrape. Dick like pogo sticks, she wanna catch a date. My presence great, pretty brown round, no need to hesitate. Hop your ass in, GPS navigate. That's real, lay back, fetch attack. Tell me how the sex feels, similar to E-pills. And she like it, turn off the light. Spark up the blunt so I can strike like lightning. He's a bore and I'm exciting. He's Glass Jaw Joe and I'm Mike Tyson. He's completely sane, I'm a mental asylum. Come see me, the nigga with the title. She can get it,
she can get it.
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 She can get it,
she can get it, get it.
She can get it,
she can 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 get it, get it.
Yeah, the dagger, Slap Sundays, K-Waz in the building. Yes, boy. Now, let me just say this. We're about to get into the smoke session after I get through this news, y'all. So all y'all smokers out there that have been waiting for the smoke session, we're about to get that going. I ain't forgot. Trust me, I ain't forgot. So make sure you got your blunts ready, your bongs, your zigzags, whatever you need to get your mind right or whatever. You got about 5, maybe 10 minutes to get that ready, all right? But here we go. K-Wax, here's the story I want to do. Here's the dumbest story to me that I came across this week, okay?
Here's what's up? Yeah.
Ohio. We in Ohio for this one, okay? Now, there's a 17-year-old white girl. Wait, hold on. Wait, one quick second. Let me bring this other caller real quick. 5773. You got the bag. Who this? Hello? 5773? Fuck it then. See, that's how I love being able to just press this button and just get these motherfuckers up off my show. But anyway, as I was saying, okay, Ohio. Junkyard security guard. Dude lives on the bus on the junkyard. He's a security guard. Catches 17-year-old girl stealing scrap metal out the junkyard. All right? Now,
all right.
Instead of calling the police, he tells her to perform oral sex on him, which she does, to let her go. She does
wow.
that. She goes home. She leaves, tells moms when she gets home, comes back, starts fucking up this nigga bus and shit on the trailer park or whatever, on the scrapyard. Dude calls the police to tell them that they vandalizing his shit. They tell him what happened. They tell the police what happens when they get there, and they arrest my man for like child pornography or child endangerment or whatever that thing is, child whatever something. That shit, you know. Now before I break this down, I call shenanigans on this whole story. I'm saying that now. Now, let me say at the beginning, I don't fuck with child pornography. I don't believe anybody should be doing shit with little kids or anything like that. But here's where I have problems with this story right here. Number one, 17-year-old girl, what are you doing stealing scrap metal out of a scrap yard? What are you I don't understand why you're in a scrap yard stealing scrap metal. I don't understand why a girl would do that in the first place. Number two, okay, we got the security guard on the thing. I know dude was like, okay, caught the little girl, but this is more so a question for the ladies, but ladies, if a cop or you about to go to jail, you know what I mean? You about to go to jail, and the cop says, you suck my dick, I'll let you go. How many of y'all suck that dick to get up out of jail? I mean, can I speak honestly? Can I be honest for a second?
Man.
How many ladies, I wish a lady would call you in right now, like I said, let me know you facing some jail time, because, I mean, scrap metals, I mean, when you get arrested for stealing, there's certain levels of stealing depending on the amount of money that the shit that you stole cost. So if you about to go to jail for some years or whatever, would you suck a dick to not go to jail? I'm just thinking. So I don't believe you can force a female to perform oral sex on you. I don't believe you can force that on a girl to do that for you unless you have a gun to her head. And even then it's suspect. Because this is coming from a guy, and I can't even believe I'm about to say this, but all she got to do is bite. And once she bites, that nigga's done for, period. You can get up, run, you know what I mean? That nigga's not going to chase you. He's not going to do any of that. You know what I mean? He's going to be crying about what just happened, and you're going to be running around, running with a bloody mouth or whatever, but at least you got away. You know what I mean? You can't.
Exactly.
When people say that, oh, he forced me to have oral sex with him, I don't, because you can't force somebody to do that. That's the last thing you can really force on somebody. So how I think it went down, personally, I may have thought it was her idea. You know, a young girl trying to steal scrap metal, make some money, whoop or whatever, got caught by the old man, didn't want to go to jail. Might have been her idea. Hey, man, can anything we can do to, let this go away? And, you know what I mean, 17-year-olds, I don't know. 18 is the legal age in L.A., so, I mean, and then a lot of these girls are doing shit a lot younger, 13, 14. I mean, everybody's getting too grown now. So I'm just thinking reality-wise. You know what I mean? This is, reality. So a 17-year-old sucking an old dude's dick to stay out of jail does not sound that perplexing to me. And then it doesn't. But then what happens is then she goes home. She's like, oh, well, I can't believe I just did that. Bitch, she could have just chalked it up. You know what I mean? Didn't have to tell nobody. Go about her business. Stayed out of jail. Carried on because she shouldn't have been stealing in the first fucking place. But she probably got home, thought I can't let that ride. Whatever. Told moms. Probably gave her a whole one-sided story about that shit. Because as soon as she told moms, they go back and fuck up the homie's bus. Not the homie, but they fuck up his bus. So that means she told her some way out story if they just straight out start busting out nigga shit. But it's just because she's a girl and she's 17 that she just can't do nothing wrong. That's what pisses me off. It's like I'm not condoning sex with minors. I don't want to sound like I'm condoning that. But
right.
But we're being real here. This is what we do on, at least on Slap Sessions. We're being real. So even if there are even 17-year-old girls listening to me right now, how many of y'all would suck a dick to not go to jail? It's not like you have to fuck. It's not like you ever got to see the person again. Just a quick – and, like I say, we're being honest, she had to suck him off long enough to make him bust and everything like that to be satisfied. So obviously she must have known what she was doing. I mean, am I wrong for having these kind of thoughts? Because I don't look at a story and take what the story tells me as, okay, that must be what happened. I don't think that's what happened. I don't believe that's what happened. I think there's a little bit more to it. Just like the Chris Brown and Rihanna situation. No, yeah. I don't agree with beating on a girl. No, I don't agree with hitting girls. No, I don't agree with any of that. But she had to do something to piss that nigga off that bad. It's not like niggas just go off just because.
Exactly.
Some niggas do. Some niggas do. I'm not going to lie. But y'all ladies out there, listen to me. Y'all know how y'all get. Y'all know how y'all can dig into a nigga's skin and do that low blow and say the kind of shit that'll fucking piss a nigga off. And then if you don't know the type of nigga you dealing with, he going to bust you aside the head. As bad as it may sound, I got more respect for Chris Brown after he did that shit, because before, at least I thought he was just a punk, just a little doo-doo-doo, doing his little R&B thing or whatever. Then he whooped the shit out of her. And at least it's like, well, that's a nigga for you. Like I said, he got some nigga stripes with me. I'm sorry to have to say it like that. But he showed me he was more of a man than an R&B person in that sense. But not a good man, but a man. Because, you know, niggas are supposed to hide emotion or gotta act like shit doesn't bother them. You know what I mean? And then the cold part about that is that when niggas do that, that shit builds up. And it starts to fester, starts to boil, and then it's only the slightest thing that could set that shit off. Rihanna pressed that button. That's what I'm gonna say. I don't know what the button was, but like I said, ain't nobody gonna beat your ass like that for just no reason. Just no reason out of nowhere. We was driving from the award show and he just went off on me. Nah, yeah, I don't agree with that. It don't sound right.
Yeah, it doesn't.
All I'm saying is make sense. All I'm asking y'all to do in the world is just not take the stories or take the news or take whatever y'all hear as it being the truth. Find out your own investigations. Think for yourself. Don't rely on what the next person tells you, because that's how a lot of y'all getting caught up in a lot of dumb shit, because you're following behind what somebody else is saying, what somebody else got going on, what somebody else is doing. We got a call on the line, 818-5773. Who this?
Hello?
Hello?
Hi, what's going on? 573,
you got the dagger?
Yeah.
Who this?
This is Kiki. My girl, Shawnee, told me to come. Huh?
Look at y'all. Y'all crazy. Tell her I said what's up, but tell her I'm in the middle of the story time right now. I'll get back to her. Calling me, talking about television. See, this is the stuff I'll be dealing with. Thank you for your support. Thank you. But don't call just because somebody else told you to call. Y'all, call because you want to. This is what I was just talking about. But anyway, y'all. Oh, shit. We're going to get to the smoke session, y'all. I need to smoke. I need to chill. I need to relax. So, oh, man, I need to relax. And who I got smoking with me today, y'all? I got, let me go to my listings here. We got Young No, Yak the Ripper, Hocus Pocus smoking with me today. We got the Las Vegas Hustlers checking in. And, of course, a lot of people have been liking this track. I got a new one coming in, y'all, but you know I'm going to start it off the best way I know how, with the getting high, because that's what I do. That's what I do to try to calm down, to try to relax, to not try to bother anybody. And we're about to get into the smoke session right now. Let's go.
Don't give me that shit about it's a drug. It ain't no motherfucking drug. I done the research. It's just a plant. It just grow like that. And if you should so happen to set it on fire, there are some effects.
I be getting high. 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 I be getting high.
I be getting, begin, begin, getting. I be getting high.
I be getting high. I be getting high. I be getting high. I be getting high. I be getting high, I be getting high.
I'm so high that I can touch the sky.
I be getting high.
The world is filled with suckers. Weed calms a nigga down, or else I kill a motherfucker. Now watch me
go through wrong.
Getting high on Cali draw. My peoples never have enough, so
I
ain't picky, I'm a smoker, so it's all the same. My love for weed will never change. I think I wanna
I'll call my first kid, then I'll call his brother. Third brother's weaker than the others, that's that. Yeah, I love them all, Dagger shows no favoritism. But the police hating, cause they always try to catch me with them. I don't be doing nothing, still they try to pull me under. Wanting me to rat on Ben, my deal is selling. Better find another brother, cause I make you understand. I can't be from the rich to go and smoke with the needy. If everyone was smoking weed, the world would be a better place. Except most people rather hate, so I'll just stay in outer space. Cause I be getting, I be getting, I be getting, I be getting, I be getting. From the earth, it don't do nothing but grow. You just break it down and roll it up and spark it and go. So, nope, it's the medicine I favor most. No matter how much I smoke and choke, I never overdose. Some people think it's gross, start talking shit and causing drama. They don't know the power of all this marijuana, smoking Obama. So, make a change. Now my head is spinning, cause I'm puffing on this. I don't be skipping, I be hitting if I see a blunt.
I smoke the whole four.
Yeah, I'm off that bubble gum. But you can keep the script, pass the wheel, let's rip a bone.
Smoke it, dude.
Yeah, I'm off that Cheech and Chong.
Why do the song?
It's Deffy fault, he did the beat. He knew that I would smoke a sack and have it back within a week. So let me know if they still feeling what the Dagger said. And you ain't gotta dance and spark it up, lean and bob your head. I'll be getting, 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 I'll be getting,
I'll be getting, I'll be getting, I'll be getting, I'll be getting, I'll be getting.
I'll be getting, I'll be getting, I'll be getting, I'll be getting, I'll be getting,
I'm so high that I can touch the sky.
Am I too critical? We make me analytical. I bet if I stop smoking, I will be a criminal. Let the niggas make their money. They ain't doing nothing evil. I ain't even tripping. Cause Cali about to make it legal. You think I'm smoking now? Watch how I'll be smoking then. I'll fill my lungs with THC and push out all the oxygen. I still avoid the cops or hating, just don't ever stop. It's not cause I'm scared. Them motherfuckers make me crack my box. Then they take a nigga weak cause they don't want to buy their own. You can have that little sack, you didn't find a whole zone. Now let's get back to work. They tried to make the Dagger slip, and I don't sell for any weed. I get on smoking all of it. Throwing up my dump of weed smokers and the west side. I'm growers and sellers, cause without them, there's no. Smoked some shit the other day that had me paralyzed and stuff. But
this shit right here, this shit right here.
It's gonna fuck me up. I be getting. I'll be getting, I'll be getting, I'll be getting, I'll be getting, I'll be getting,
I'll be getting, I'll be getting, I'll be getting, I'll be getting,
I'll be getting, I'll be getting, I'll be getting, I'll be getting, I'll be getting, I'll be getting,
I'm so high that I can touch the sky.
But if you ain't got no job and you not smoking weed, I don't know what the fuck you are doing with your life.
I don't know either. Hocus Pocus. Young No, Yak the Ripper, passing the blood to y'all. Let's go.
Yeah. Rhyming Records, baby. Present Fully Loaded. Coming to a hood near you. Hey, yo, Yak, nigga, look at them rizzles, man. Stop them, dog. You know what I'm saying? They got to show their little flies when they get up in there. Hey, yo, No. Hey, man, put the drink down, dog. You know what I'm saying? Hey, HP, blaze that shit.
Smoke and drink. That's what I do.
Bitches get hotties low with it when we chillin' and kissin'. Niggas get faded when I spit, battling quick. Rookies say they get tipsy, but they ain't never drunk a lot. On the subject, smoking public in the park with my crew. I blow that sticky ass skunk. You can say I smoke that pepper late for you. The herb lift me up on the worst day. I smoke way more than Bob Marley on his birthday. On Thursdays, on Fridays, and Saturdays too. Sundays, I'm in the boonies getting blow with my boo. But I can't stand the chicken head trying to hit the blunt after me. One time, this stuck up bitch by the name of Ashley. Can you blaze the blunt with me and my girl April? I love boo, but you just gave me a shoe to replace you. Snappily, I smoke rapidly. Weed and drink the only thing that keep a nigga happy. Yeah.
Smoke and drink, that's what I do.
Don't fuck with
and don't
is packed in the fifth. Full of yak tucks, I'm tripping and send me. Just in case a nigga act up, a clap again. Look, I'm moving T's with pistol grips. Plus, I stay around trees like Christmas gifts. Dog, I might be tipsy, hugging a fifth close. Twisted like dreadlocks, plus I'm guzzling hypno. Yeah, now you can find me with the finest chicks. Heading back to the telly, trying to grind a chick. Palm in the rim, such your boy, find a slip. Now the X is kicking in, so I'm dying to hit. I'm the type that'll flip a stack. Get the dough, hit the block, and let the split with that. Probably smoke up on my brain, plus the nicks is fat. You can find me anywhere, that's a fifth is that. Holla.
Smoke and drink, that's what I do. That's what I do. We smoke and alcohol is good for ya, Roll some dank and pour some booze. And don't fuck with the crew, we too hip. Don't trip, call a flip, take a trip. Not a joke, I take totes, the purple coat, you smoke within a 6 feet. No, I'm rolling up dope. I smoke with my key and folks in a plane or a boat. Don't give a fuck, I let the smoke float in my throat. I smoke till I choke, I smoke till I croak. Niggas know when I be getting down, it's never a hoax. Verbally, I'm murdering motherfuckers, I'm serving them roast. Lyrics is hot enough to make a nigga have a heat stroke. But they, I'm about to spit it till you smoke a drink, it's a herbal confession. This is the going zone when you in a smoking session. If you got 6 MCs, you smoking a stretch. If you got light green leaves, smoking a best. If you be getting wet, you're probably getting undressed. Running down the street and you're screaming and bucketed naked. If you fucking with me, then I'ma just beat you. Me and my crew, we too lethal. Roll up the bank, we take the bank.
Smoking drink.
Smoking drink. That's what I do. We smoking alcohol is good for ya.
We're not done with the smoke session. Not just yet. Las Vegas Hustlers, where the bags at, Flippins? Let me know.
I got a bag of shit that he called trip. He got a bag of shit that I call weed. You got a bag. You got a bag. I got a bag of the shit that you call stress. We got a bag of the shit that I call yes. Who got a bag? I got a bag. We got a bag. In a non-perfect world, kind of bitch and put it on the origin. This universe first, kind of like the sodas. I'm a construct to smoke up. Got a problem picking steel. I'm so smooth and relaxed. Man. Like chinchilla feel, just recline in your seat. Turn up the music, you can call, sell and talk, but it's feeling like we're cruising. I'm starting to see colors on a 2-gam stand in my feet. 94 is on a chronic, these here are golden grams. I'm at the store for snacks and a pair of Nike sweatpants. Me and my homie talking like we Stevens and Butthead. When I'm flow, the single girl looks fine, but I'm still on my shit. I can't distinguish a dime. I got this feeling that's taking over. It's the munchies, need something to satisfy my hunger, that's sweet and crunchy. Let's get to the middle of Mars, drive a little faster. We gon' need a pack of Philly sisters and Dutch masters. I got a bag of the shit, he called you a fairy. We got a bag of the shit, I call Bloody Mary. You got a bag, you got a bag, you got a bag, I got a bag. I got a bag of the shit that you call perfect. We got a bag of the shit, I thought you got all work. Who got a bag? Walking back and forth through the same door to crew, and I keep forgetting what it is we came for. I'm a blue bitch, keep going at my damn phone, and since I won't answer, I'm just dancing to
like a tax form rebate. A new split been lit, my confidence been roulette. Hot box of minivan, that's what I call carpooling. I'm coming off my high, I don't want a trick. I just realized I'm getting a hand job from a heavy chick.
Oh!
I just got word of a party. They serve it unlimited Bacardi. My dealer did a little shit. Yeah, I got a bag of the shit that he called me.
We got a bag of the shit I call
not one seat. Who got a bag?
You got a bag.
Who got a bag?
I got a bag.
Bag of the shit. Black Widow.
We got a bag of the shit I call
nuclear missile. Who got a bag?
I got a bag.
He got a bag. They got a.
They got a bag.
You got a.
I got a bag.
We got it. Gotta have a bag.
Yeah. Shout out to all my smokers. Hey, but on the real, all my smoke speak is word of advice. Just buy a pack of good chips. They'll be raising the price of those singles. White Owl, Sticky, Grape, Strawberry. Yeah, Black too. And kids don't smoke. Bad for you. Enjoy the music. Anyway.
Yeah, there you have it. The Dagger. Slap Sundays. Almost about that time for me to get up out of here, y'all. About 5 minutes left. K-Waz in the building still hanging with me. How you doing, boy? Chilling?
Oh, chilling. Enjoying the show, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
hanging in there.
Yeah, that was the smoke session, y'all. But, hey, let me let y'all know a couple things that I got going on before I get out of here, man. I got a show coming up. Let me see. I got to get the exact date. Actually, let me not even promote that one yet. Let me wait, get all the information going on there. Want to get my YouTube cracking? Like I said, y'all, I'm trying to find a way to stream this show live. The best I can do is Uhu right now. So if you need to add my Uhu account, shout out to everybody on Uhu right now looking at me. That's Dagger MF. You can add it by next week. You know what I mean? You can call in, see what's going on. Get my YouTube cracking, Dagger MF. Basically, anything you search on is Dagger MF. Reverb Nation. Bang Out Radio on Topaz Lachey's site. I mean, I'm everywhere, y'all, and I got all kind of shit y'all can look at and see. So, I mean, just fuck with your boy on any type of shit. It doesn't even matter. What else we got going on before I get out here? Shout out to my brother Kip again. Happy birthday. Big I out in Oklahoma City doing their things, man, handling their business. Big ups to y'all, making it another year. Want to shout out, let's see, who else we going to shout out? Topaz Lachey, of course, Big Boss Lady herself. Much love for showing, giving your dagger a chance. Trying to do what I can. Just trying to get in where I fit in. Shout out to all the haters. Love y'all. Without y'all, there is no me. Because as long as y'all are there, that means I'm doing something right. So y'all keep hating, and I'll keep doing what the fuck I'm doing. Shout out to all real motherfuckers out there trying to get their money, trying to do the right thing. I mean, I don't know. Just everybody, like I said, if you just trying to do you and trying to be positive, I got love for you. Period. No ifs, no questions, no second guesses. Just if you doing what you got to do and you ain't bothering me or you ain't hurting me or you ain't hurting my family or motherfuckers that I care about, I got no issues with you. None. If you got issues with me, I guess you just going to have issues with me. Shit. I don't care because, I mean, motherfuckers always got issues with me, so I'm not even worried about that. But you're not going to bring your issues to Bang Out Radio. You're not going to bring your issues around here because we on some other next level type shit. Ain't that right, K-Waz? We ain't got time for this.
Yeah.
We ain't got time for this little. If you on some beef type shit or whatever, then you can try to catch me on location out here in L.A. in the street somewhere. And if you do and it goes down, then we'll see what happens then. But like I said, I don't be trying to be violent. I don't attack. I retaliate. That's what I always say. I don't attack. I don't even attack people on the microphone. I don't just call out this, or I don't call out and start just straight beefing with people just for no reason. I don't do that. But if you come at me or you attack me, then a nigga's got to defend himself. It's self-defense. And then I'm going to get off. You know what I mean? No matter how it goes, as self-defense, they let you walk out of the police station. So it's okay. Don't even worry about me. I got my shit set up, so it's okay on my end. K-Wise, any last-minute shout-outs you want to give? Any last-minute shout-outs to anybody before we get up out of here?
shout out to the Bassliners. You know, they be remixing my music and Troublesome Staff. Everybody that's on the new Topaz Lachey, you know, group page. You know, she got it popping on there. So
yeah, that blog is already like blowing up already like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Damn, like Topaz, man, she's just fucking doing it, man. I can't even hate, man. She's doing shit I wouldn't do either. Like I can't sit there and blow up, you know, set up my own web pages, magazines and shit. I can't do that right now, man. I can't do it. But now that a nigga, like I said again, I got this job now, Topaz, I'm about to get like I need a full page. Let me get a couple of checks and get my shit situated. I'm gonna get a full page in that magazine. It's just gonna be a picture. That's all
she
I
have
want.
A competition
no
on there too. She has
no
a competition
word. I don't want no
for
words,
that.
No design. It's just gonna be a picture. It's gonna be one page, and it's just gonna be a picture. No words. They don't even gotta know my name. They either know or they don't. That's okay. I'm about to go get me one of those Bianca contracts. You know what I mean? Get that promotion going. I see you at Life Entertainment. You know what I mean? Y'all about to really see a nigga that supports his own music. You know that gives into his own shit. Because I have no problems investing in my own career, and I'm going to show y'all how a person that is supposed to invest in their own career can do that. Just give me time. It's okay, because now we all got to start from somewhere. So, K-Waz, I'm going to thank you for hanging out with your boy. I'm getting that little thing in my ear that's telling me that I only got about a couple of seconds left to get shit out of here and everything like that. So I'm going to thank you for hanging out with me again, man. We tried to slash some stupidity today. You know, like always, and like I'm always going to say, you can lead a horse to water, but you can't make them drink. You know what I mean? I could try to show y'all how to do certain things a certain way. I could try to show y'all how to make things better. But if y'all don't want to do it, or if you just don't care, then, hey, that's how it is. That's how it's going to be. Shout out to K-Waz. I'm about to get up out of here. I'm going to let my nigga Riley talk to y'all. And then I'll see y'all next week. One piece of homework. One piece of homework for everybody. Just tell at least one person to check out this show next week. Because my numbers were pretty cool last week. If those people told somebody this week, my number should be cool. So if everybody that's listening to me now tells one person next week, we're going to do it big, y'all. The Dagger, Bang Out Radio, Slap Sundays. I'm going to let my nigga Riley talk to y'all, and I'll holler at y'all next week, man. I'm out.
Allowing you to keep 10%, and I'm allowing you to keep drawing breath on this earth. Now, you either get down or you lay down. What's it going to be, sunshine?
This wasn't no movie. The smart thing was to say yes, get up, and leave the room.